Come on, come on. Go home and leave the door. You let all the cold in.
Yeah, I'm coming,
Effie. Don't you think I'm
checking all that? Look, you take it. I was 6 years old.
Well, this is terrible for you when you were 6 years old. Does it mean you can take it, Johnny?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. I don't think that word was in last night. Chester Tucker. Oh, I love Chester Tucker.
Yeah, so do I.
Okay.
I'll have to get up and change the station.
Yes, I know. Well, now, dear, remember, she has been very nice to us. And there are advantages to having her here. She helps me with the housework, she stays with the children, so I can get away once in a while for big club and all that.
Yeah, I know. I don't mean to be unpleasant, but Donald, look at me now doing my crossword puzzles.
I'll buy you a book of crossword puzzles.
That's not the same thing.
Look, now go take your coat off and then ask her if you can have part of the paper, and maybe she will take the hint.
Yeah, probably give me the want ad section.
Yes, darling, what are you two doing?
Well, I'm doing a crossword puzzle, and soon the thing is staring out the window. The maximum of your furniture.
Yeah, what happened to my ashtray?
I emptied it. You've been smoking out of cigarette already? You were finished one.
I decided to smoke another.
No, you smoke a lot.
I can turn on the radio again. It's time for the 6 o'clock news.
Oh, yeah.
You discussed it in the draft that comes into the back door. My goodness, that was certainly terrible.
Well, I'll discuss it later, Aunt Effie. He wants to listen to the news now.
Well, I think it's true. I think everyone ought to keep up on what's going on in the world.
Yes, well, I guess everybody's
from Washington today, big news. President Eisenhower told the Senate committee that...
I think it's wonderful that Eisenhower's having talked to the minister, don't you? It's just lovely around there. We've been through there once, and it's...
That's far
fair to me. Yes, I think this is the
Now,
come on.
What's the matter?
And you are going to get ripped up and taking our pipe to dinner.
What?
Sign it, and that's it. It's going to be my soup.
Oh, no, 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 no. Look here,
Auntie, I have dinner on the stove.
I'll eat it myself.
Just so you get ready. It's my soup.
No, no, Auntie,
I'm
not
very nice of you, I'm
sure.
Well, I have been eating off of you for weeks, and I think it's time I'll give you the something in return.
Oh, eating off us. We love having you, don't we, dear?
Yes, of course.
If
you think I don't feel
that way, Anna. You're all good feeling that way. But if I send a visit, I'll touch the money in the back part of my purse. So I wouldn't touch it. And that money I plan to just this very thing. Now I will show the turkey, and you can go out and have a wonderful time.
Well, I don't know.
And my things will be very sweet if you don't accept my treat. They really will.
Well, it's wonderful of you, Aunt Effie. Isn't it, dear?
Well, yes, of course it
is. And it would be fun. It would certainly be fun for us. Now, let's see. Where can we go?
Well, you decide. But I do see there's one new place open near you. I saw it in the paper a week or so ago. Cut it out. Oh, no, it's up there by my sister. I'll go get it. It looks like a wonderful place.
Oh, look, I am dead tired. I don't feel like cleaning up and going out for dinner tonight. This guy's lost no respect.
That was your first week. It is first sweet,
no,
it's
just fine. You
have heard
her story? No, of course
not. No, I think. How about Birchwood Tavern?
Oh, no, no. Even with reservations, you stay in the line for an hour. That place is always jammed.
Well, the places with good food, dear, are always jammed.
How about Minetti Steakhouse?
Oh, no, no. That's always so noisy. How about the Old English Inn?
That's it. Oh, look, the tables are the size of postage stamps. You can't get your legs under these other pet tablecloths with sandals dripping all over. Then I feel like having a gypsy coming around reading my tea leaves tonight.
Well, it's about Chinese place. You feel like Chinese?
I feel like staying home. I'm dead tired.
Well, dear, I'm going out. I'm not going to hurt her feelings. Because I don't know where to go. I don't know why, but we always go through this. We never know where to go. And if we do find a place we like, we do it to death until we're so sick and tired of it. And I think I found it. Oh, a new place is open that's called the Fountain Blue.
Fountain Blue.
Mm-hmm. I found so unique.
Oh, the fountain blow.
Oh,
it's 25
miles from
here. Oh, that's keeping on the gas, too.
Oh,
No, this is my seat.
You're not buying gas, Anna, for goodness sake. So, this is a little far to go, and I've heard about it. It's terribly fancy.
Yes, just well done to the girls. If it's my seat, I want it to be terribly fancy.
Well, the point is, Anna, that you think it's a very dressy place, a dinner jacket.
I'm going to have one.
No, no, I
have one, dear.
You know when I bought that dinner jacket?
Oh, it's all right. They don't go out of style. It's hanging up in a single club.
But look,
I just love to see him do something that fancy way. And I bet you look handsome.
Oh, he does look handsome.
Now, may need a little pressure. I'll do that. I'll go right out and put the iron on.
Oh, but I do not feel like getting all carved up in a dinner jacket tonight. In fact, I don't even know if that thing fits anymore. On top of that, I'll probably reek of cedar and moth balls all evening.
Quiet. Do you want to hurt Aunt Effie's feelings?
Well, no, of course not. But...
all right, then. Go shower and change. Since I don't know what in the world I'm going to wear.
Oh, my, it's beautiful. Don't you feel any? Oh, my, it's true. And you, Daddy, look very handsome. Do you say? Connie's making reservations for Fontainebleau. Goodness, I see your hair cut together. We've got... Yeah, you're not lovely. Now get my person to do it. Remember, it's my tea. Oh, but it's... Now what? What's the matter? Oh, dear. It's closed. Place is closed. Monday night's not open.
Oh, I forgot it was Monday.
Yeah.
None of the night places are open on Monday. Well, I suppose you can eat at the hotel. Now, it's my treat, and I wanted to take to the something special. I wanted to go to the room with me.
And they're not open
there,
Effie.
I suppose
they'd
go out there tomorrow night.
Well, I guess we're all dolled up middle of the galax tonight. There must be some place that's open.
Now, I did want to go to that nice fancy place, since it's my treat.
Yeah. Yes, of course, Anna. Have your plan for tomorrow, dear.
If we all dress up, if we stay home, we'll have to change again. No,
well, Daddy, it's hard to dress up like that when you're still at home. You look so much nicer than you usually do.
How do you like that? Well, dear, you can put on that old sport and those awful slippers, and I'm generally in a house dress. Oh, Betsy, we'll stay right. Well, come on, Betsy, we'll put on our party dresses, too. You know something, Betsy's right, we do look very elegant. So what is for dinner, my lady?
Leftovers.
Oh,